Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin witnessed the best January since 2013. I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Also, breaking news, the Bitcoin hash rate smashes yet another all-time high. Quoting Plan B, Bitcoin bottom is in. 2024 halving greater than 32,000. 2025 bull market greater than 100,000 scenario could look like this. Note the $100,000 to $1 million yellow range estimate for 2025. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also, in today's show, Bitcoin mining revenue jumps up a whopping 50% to 23 million in just 1 month. Also be sharing with you key takeaways from Circle's $44.5 billion USDC reserve report. Also more breaking news, Bitcoin premium hits a whopping 60% in Nigeria as the country limits ATM cash withdrawals. That's right, the price of Bitcoin in Nigeria has skyrocketed to the equivalent of $38,000 in their local currency. Also in today's show, Panama's Supreme Court to rule on cryptocurrency legislation. That's right, the High Court will now decide whether to declare the crypto bill unenforceable or to approve it with modifications. Also in today's show, analyst Benjamin Cohen predicts long year for Bitcoin ahead. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as the most bullish Bitcoin price prediction I have ever heard. Quoting the analyst here, I believe one Bitcoin is going to be worth $65 million a pop. It is a technology that is ripe to disrupt the largest total addressable market cap in history. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone tuning in to today's live show, a pod episode 1179. I'm your host, JV. Today is January 30th and we have lots to discuss. Checking out the overall crypto market here, we can see a healthy correction is underway. Bitcoin correcting down 1.5% for the day, but still maintaining above $23,100. We have Ether down 1.5%, now trading back down under $1,600 with all the major alts currently correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the crypto market cap still sitting above that $1 trillion milestone with $56 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, current Bitcoin dominance at 42.5%, with the Ether dominance at 18.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have DYDX up 14.5%, trading at $2.56, followed by Mina up 12%, trading above 81 cents, followed by Dash up 4%. Trading just under $60. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we have Mina up 37%, APT up 34%, DYDX up 40%, and XRD up about 35%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we are now rated a 61 in greed, which is the highest I've seen this in many, many months. Yesterday was a 55, last week a 50 neutral, and last month a 25 in extreme fear. You guys let me know how many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto. Holla at your boy in the live chat, and later on we'll be reading all those chats out loud. You can literally ask me anything. It'll be a lot of fun. But now let's dive into the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. There's a lot on the radar. First and foremost, Bitcoin price eyes 24,000 with FOMC volatility predicted. That's right, Bitcoin continues to defy naysayers and shorters alike by spiking even higher on the lower time frames. The weekend proved no different to others in January, with Bitcoin hitting almost 24,000 overnight into January 30th, a new 5.5 month high. Let's get it. The weekly close achieved the same feat, with Bitcoin failing to tackle the $24,000 mark for a final flourish. Now, for the next thing to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, let's break it down. That's macro hinges on the Fed rate hike break it. Yeah, that's right. The coming week is set to be dominated by the Fed's interest rate hike and accompanying comments from Jerome Powell. In a familiar but still nerve-wracking sequence of events for Bitcoin traders, the FOMC will meet on February 1st, which is just two more days away. This time, the result may offer few surprises, with expectations almost unanimous in predicting a 25 basis point hike. But nonetheless, the scope for volatility around the unveiling remains. Quoting an analyst here, the first 2 days of February are going to be volatile, trader commentator Pentoshi tweeted last week, also noting that the FOMC would be followed by a similar decision from the European Central Bank a day later. So according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, which you can see here, there's currently a 98.4% consensus that the Fed will hike by 25 basis points. This will be a further reduction compared to other recent moves and the smallest upward adjustment since March of 2022. Wouldn't be surprised if markets pumped all week ahead of the FOMC announcements, says Satoshi Flipper. We already know it's 25 basis points, so that there is even remaining for Jerome Powell to give guidance about another 25 or 50 remaining for the year. My point is, regarding rates, the worst is now behind us, so they're saying things are looking pretty bullish. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week, index generates the first definitive buy signal in 4 years. While few pundits are willing to go on the record calling an end to the latest Bitcoin bear market, one on-chain metric is potentially leading the way. The profit and loss index from the on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant issued a definitive buy signal for BTC, the first since early 2019. The PNL index aims to provide normalized cycle top and bottom signals used combined data and from other three on-chain metrics. And when its value rises above the one-year moving average, it is taken as a long-term buy opportunity. Quoting him here, historically, the index crossover has signaled the beginning of the bull markets. Well, let's freaking get it. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week. Contrary to expectations, mass profit taking by the average Bitcoin hodler has yet to kick in. That's right. My hodlers have stayed disciplined. On-chain data from Glassnode confirms, with the Bitcoin supply continuing to age despite the recent price gains, coins dormant in wallets for 5 years or more as a percentage of the overall supply hit a new all-time high of 27.85% over the weekend, which you can see from this chart outlined by Glassnode. The amount of hodled or lost coins, large or old stashes, Bitcoin traditionally dormant, has also reached its highest level in 5 years. Numbers don't lie. And meanwhile, on the lower time frames, the amount of the supply last active in the past 24 hours hit a one-month low on January 29th. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, sentiment is the greediest since $69,000. That's right. What began as disbelief became a textbook case of market exuberance as Bitcoin rose rapidly. Non-technical data shows, according to the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, which I shared with you here, you can see we are currently rated a 61 in greed. And for the bulk of the entire year last year, for 2022, we were stuck in fear and extreme fear. And as pointed out here by Bitcoin Magazine, the Bitcoin hash rate hit yet another all-time high. And as you know, the price follows the hash rate. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he updates us here alongside this chart. The Bitcoin bottom is in. 2024 halving will be greater than 32,000. 2025 bull market greater than 100,000. Scenario could look like this. Note the $100,000 to $1 million yellow range estimate for 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Stock to Flow analysis here from Plan B that we're likely to see a six-figure Bitcoin price after the halving in 2024. And yeah, welcome to everyone just tuning in to today's live show. Next up, I want to discuss Bitcoin miners who are finally seeing some nice profits, especially those that stuck around, you know? Check this out. The Bitcoin shows a miner bull run connecting mining ecosystems. Year-long struggle for survival has started to pay off. In the first month of this year, the Bitcoin mining community experienced a 50% increase, not too shabby, in revenue through mining rewards and transaction fees. December 28, 2022, the Bitcoin mining revenue dipped to $13.6 million for the first time since October 2020. This, coupled with rising energy prices amid geopolitical tensions, imposed tremendous financial pressure on mining companies, forcing some to even shut down. And as Bitcoin remains well-positioned for a steady recovery, the mining industry witnessed a 50% growth in revenue in terms of U.S. dollars. As shown here, the miners' revenue, you can see pretty clearly, Bitcoin mining revenue jumped from $15.3 million on January 1st to nearly $23 million in just a span of 30 days. And as more miners joined the power and secured the decentralized Bitcoin network, the hash rate continues to reach all-time highs, as I pointed out. And at this time, the hash rate stands at around 300 exahashes per second. And one of the biggest criticisms of Bitcoin remains the high energy requirement for running the proof-of-work consensus mechanism. October 2022, Cointelegraph reported Bitcoin witnessed a 41% increase in energy consumption year on year. However, a drive for sourcing greener energy to power the Bitcoin mining facilities aims to solve the predicament. A mining company recently tapped into a source of standard energy in Malawi, a landlocked country in southeastern Africa. That's right, 1,600 families connected to this remote hydro mini-grid in the mountains of southern Malawi. They have 50 kilowatts of standard energy that we are testing out as a new Bitcoin mining site. And let's not forget, we also have geothermal Bitcoin mining coming from places like El Salvador, who is producing Bitcoin City, as I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, also winning prestigious awards for their architecture. And speaking about the overall impact of the initiative, we have Eric Herzman, a co-founder and CEO of Gridless, who stated the power developer had built these powerhouses a few years ago, but they weren't able to expand to more families because they're barely profitable and couldn't afford to buy more meters to connect more families. So our deal allowed them to immediately buy 200 more meters to connect more families. And in addition, the environmental footprint of the Bitcoin mining facility is low, as it runs purely off of river-based hydropower. That's right. Tap into the earth for free energy is the way to do it, where you don't need to tap into oil companies and so forth, or these energy companies charging tremendous prices. That's why I think places that offer the geothermal energy from mining of Bitcoin using the power of the volcanoes is a very smart way to go about. Now, let's break down our next story of the day and discuss the latest with the USDC reserves, which is the fastest growing stablecoin out there, which is soon predicted to eclipse that of Tether, USDT. So here's this latest report. USD Coin, USDC issuer Circle released an announcement, a verified report of its treasury reserve holdings backing more than $44.5 billion worth of its tokens currently in circulation. Circle's December 2022 reserve report, reviewed by Grant Thornton Accountancy Group, breaks down the current makeup of the stablecoin's issuer reserve vault. And according to Circle, we have 44 billion USD is currently backed by 44 billion in US dollars held in custody accounts. So they're ultimately saying, hey, we have the reserves. And it's worth noting that a significant portion of the latter amount is invested in various US Treasury bonds. As per Circle's Vice President of Accounting, Timothy Singh, the fair value of the asset is in USDC reserve, and the total balance of US dollar denominated assets, including a mix of cash and Treasury bonds. Now, the key takeaways from Circle's 44 billion Circle Reserve Fund is registered as a government money market fund. Interesting. The equity interests in the fund are wholly owned by Circle and include 14 different U.S. Treasury bills valued at over $23.5 billion. The fund also holds $48.9 million in cash, and while a further $33 million is due to the fund, offset by timing and settlement differences. Now, another two U.S. Treasury securities valued at $10.5 billion are reported in a separate reserve assets category, alongside another $10.5 billion in cash held by several financial institutions on behalf of Circle. Now, U.S. banks holding Circle's cash reserves include the Bank of New York Mellon, Citizens Trust Bank, Customers Bank, New York Community Bank, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and Silvergate Bank. Circle and payments platform Ripple were notable attendees that participated in the crypto and blockchain-focused workshops at the World Economic Forum in Davos, January 2023. Circle's Vice President of Global Policy, Corey Thenn, said the organization has discussions with policymakers, traditional companies, tech firms, and humanitarian organizations to unpack the possibility of using USDC as a payment solution. And over the past 2 years, Circle's position as a stablecoin issuer has consistently grown, leaving USDC as the second most used USD-backed stablecoin behind Tether USDT. Now for the million-dollar question, which stablecoin do you trust the most? Which one are you most likely to use? Is it Circle's USDC or Tether's USDT, or maybe another stablecoin such as DAI, as there's many different options out there? Let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, now for some breaking news. Do you know that Bitcoin is currently trading for $38,000 in Nigeria? That's right. Let's break this down. The price of Bitcoin in Nigeria has skyrocketed well above the global market levels amid continued efforts by the central bank to push its citizens into into digitalized cash. That's right. Currently, the price of one Bitcoin in the Nigerian crypto exchange Naira X is 17.8 million Nairas, equating to a whopping $38,792. This is more than a 60% premium over the current market price of Bitcoin, which is around 23,000 at the time of this recording. Well, getting closer to 24,000 as we continue to pump. And it comes as the Central Bank of Nigeria has continued to impose limits on ATM cash withdrawals amid ongoing effort to accelerate its shift to a cashless society. So are you taking notes, United States? Because this can also potentially happen to us. As pointed out here, Bitcoin is hope. Bitcoin is selling for a 60% premium in Nigeria because of increased demand. Central Bank of Nigeria started limiting cash withdrawals of $44 per day earlier this month. Could you imagine that? What if you and your bank limited you to only $44 per day? You can only imagine how people would go crazy buying up Bitcoin as much as they could. So as of January 9th, the citizens are only allowed to withdraw a maximum of 20,000 Nairas, which is around $44, from cash machines per day, with a weekly limit of 100,000 Nairas. So you have a weekly limit of $217. Ouch. This move also came just days before the Naira banknotes went into circulation with the aim of curbing inflation and money laundering. Good luck with that. You can't just print more money and say this is to curb inflation. The central bank imposed a deadline of January 24th for Nigerians to exchange their old, higher denominated banknotes for new currency. However, there were long queues and complaints that there was insufficient time to meet the deadline. The central bank has now extended that deadline to February 10th. What? That gives them another week and a half. The BBC reported on January 29th, and this is not the first time the Bitcoin premium surged in Nigeria. Back in February of 2021, the central bank banned regulated financial institutions from providing services to crypto exchanges in the country, driving the Bitcoin premium to as high as 36%. So the recent interest in Bitcoin has also seen Nigeria become the leading country for Bitcoin web searches, according to Google Trends. As pointed out here, breaking, Nigeria's central bank introduces new cash withdrawal limits and announced that all old Naira bills will be worthless at the end of January. Nigeria is leading the way how to buy Bitcoin search worldwide. And additionally, January 26, Reuters reported that the Central Bank of Nigeria launched a domestic card scheme to rival foreign cards like MasterCard and Visa. That's right. The AfroGo card scheme was designed to give Nigerians better access to bank card services and circumvent often expensive foreign card fees and exchange costs. All I know is this. Bitcoin is banking the unbanked. That's why it is thriving right now in countries in Nigeria and all across Latin America and places all around the world, especially with hyperinflation taking place to the local currency and central bank fraudsters limiting how much money they can access. With Bitcoin, there is no limit. Sky is the limit. Or I should say, there is no limit to the sky. That's more accurate. But anyways, let me know how you feel this is likely to play out. Do you think the premium will continue to rise? How many Bitcoin would you sell if you could sell your Bitcoin to Nigerians? Wouldn't that be some ish and then be able to buy it back over here for half the price? Oh boy, I'd take that. Anyways, let's now break down our next story of the day and discuss the latest with the crypto rules of regulation in Panama before we dive into a very bullish $65 million Bitcoin price prediction. Panama's crypto bill saga has reached a new chapter. That's right. With the new country's Supreme Court set to decide on the future of the local crypto industry, Panamanian president on January 26 sent the crypto legislation passed last year to the High Court for review, claiming the so-called crypto bill violates the Constitution core principles and it's unenforceable. The Supreme Court must now decide whether to declare bill number 697 unenforceable or approve it with modifications. And according to the official statement, the president's office considers articles 34 and 36 of the bill unenforceable because they violate the state's separation of powers and established administrative structures within the government. Now, the president also argued that the bill had been approved through an inadequate procedure following his partial veto of the legislation in June. And at the time, the president argued the bill needed more work to comply with new regulations recommended by the Financial Action Task Force aimed at improving fiscal transparency and preventing money laundering. So a dispute between Panama's National Assembly and the government has centered on this bill. In April, Panama's lawmakers passed a legislative proposal aiming to regulate cryptos in the country, including Bitcoin. The president, however, warned a few weeks later that it wouldn't sign it unless it included additional anti-money laundering rules. Well, guess what? The presidents typically work for the central bankers. Just saying. The bill was introduced September 2021, aiming to make the country compatible with the digital economy, blockchain, crypto assets, and the internet. It moved out of the Economic Affairs Committee April 21st and approved a few days later. And based on the legislation, Panamanians may freely agree on the use of crypto assets, including without limitation, Bitcoin and Ethereum, as an alternative payment for any civil or commercial operation. And furthermore, the bill would regulate the tokenization of precious metals and the issuance of digital value, digitization of identity using blockchain or distributed ledger technology would also be explored by the government's innovative authority. So there you have it. Do you feel that Panama is likely to move forward with this crypto bill where Bitcoin can potentially be deemed a currency or maybe even potentially legal tender? Let me know how you feel. This is likely to play out. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss some very bullish Bitcoin price predictions and some more analysis. Let's start first, before we dive into the 65 million prediction, let's first discuss Benjamin Cohen, another analyst who says he is long for Bitcoin this year and what that means. While he followed analyst Benjamin Cohen, says the historical price of Bitcoin suggests the top crypto asset will likely have a long year this year in 2023. Let me make sure to share my screen here. In the new video, Cohen tells his almost million YouTube subs that in the past cycles, Bitcoin traded in a wide range following the bear market. Quoting him here, I want to remind people that this is my own experience. I have said this many times. The year after the bear market year is often a sideways year, and so far, that has not been the case. It's mainly just been up. That's right. Bitcoin's up over 40% thus far, just in January. But the analyst says that Bitcoin may appear to have significant strength. The king crypto may actually be in the midst of setting up a wide sideways range as a base, as he shares here. When we say sideways year, that doesn't mean you're not going to go up. In fact, you are likely going to go up and you're likely going to go down. In 2015, we saw two rallies to the upside and then we finally got a third one that was actually real. And in 2019, we had a massive rally and then a massive dump. And then we got a real rally that took us to new highs, which he outlines alongside this chart. So should Bitcoin follow the previous trends? Cohen says that 2023 will possibly be a long year for the leading crypto asset by market cap. And he says investors can make use of this period to increase their Bitcoin holdings, as he points out. So while I know everyone's excited and I don't want to rain on anyone's parade per se, I would still think that most likely outcome for this year is that it's just going to be a long year for Bitcoin to sort of build out a base. You could think of it as an accumulation year to build out a base and hopefully have enough strength to really push higher, especially whenever the Fed goes back to looser monetary policy. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst and watch the video he did entitled Bitcoin Long-Term Moving Averages. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for this $65 million price prediction coming from Luke McKeek. He says, I believe one Bitcoin is going to be worth $65 million a pop. It is a technology that is ripe to disrupt the largest total addressable market cap in history. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And let's take it a step further, because I actually watched his breakdown personally of how he came up with some of these numbers and I actually want to discuss it. So here's how he comes up with a $65 million Bitcoin price prediction, which I know is the most bullish price prediction I have ever covered on the show, probably the most bullish price prediction I have ever heard, minus maybe Michael Saylor talking about Bitcoin could hit $100 million one day. So here's what we do. You take the total addressable market. That's all the money and all the debt in the world. And he breaks it down and he says something like $300 trillion is ultimately the total addressable market of money. Then we have $300 to $400 trillion in debt. Then you have large market caps, not as nearly as big, but like gold, which accounts for $12 trillion. And you add all of these up and he says you get a total of roughly, what I just pointed out. $900 trillion, which is an insane amount of money. And if only one third was to become hyper Bitcoinized, and let me share with you how this is likely to happen. That's if we move to a Bitcoin standard, which is definitely in the realm of possibilities. If we did move to a Bitcoin standard, And Bitcoin captured just being very conservative, as he points out, something like 30% of that global wealth around the world. And using the math, he breaks down using some mathematics from Willy Woo, the on-chain analyst. He says by the year 2030, it would be realistic for the Bitcoin price to hit 65 million. And that's in today's dollars, not a hyperinflated number, which would make no sense later on. So he's ultimately saying you can purchase 7 to 10 homes in Malibu, you know what I mean, with one Bitcoin by the year 2030 with Bitcoin trading at $65 million. So I'd love to know in the comments right down below how many of you agree that this could be a potential probability. I didn't say a fact and it is absolutely going to happen, but how many of you feel it's a probability? What are the percentage chances of this likely happening? Let me know in the comments below. Now, this is all based upon Bitcoin us moving to a Bitcoin standard. Obviously, if there was no Bitcoin standard, we wouldn't get this tremendous amount of money of the total addressable market cap moving into Bitcoin. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.